What's up, fool? Podcast with Felipe Esparza
and Rodrigo Torres.
What's up, fool? Just remind everybody to subscribe to the podcast.
Hell yeah.
On iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or wherever you can find the What's Up Fool podcast, and write a review. I've been reading the good reviews on iTunes. They write good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Coolest even comments.
Even if it's bad stuff, we'll appreciate it. We won't delete it. We need any kind of reviews.
Feedback.
So that really helps out our podcast because we were number 88.
Hell, yeah.
And that's pretty good. And we thank you, everybody, who's been subscribing to it. And when I meet people now and they ask me for a photo, like a stranger or a fan, and they have a phone, I say, wow, man, you have iTunes on that phone?
Use that app.
Go to a thing called podcast. What's Up Fool shows up. I make them subscribe right there.
And there's a lot of fools, too, that don't know about, how to use the phone and all that shit, dude.
Yeah, man. Also, we still have, go to FelipeSworld.com, and you can go to the Amazon page. And you can buy stuff through our webpage, through the Amazon.com window. And the show gets a little kickback, a little twos and fews, Not a lot. We're like a homeless guy standing at that window.
It's a numbers game.
And a numbers game. So 10 people start buying stuff. We get 20 cents.
That's cool.
We get something, man. At the end of the year, it adds up. It pays for Rodrigo's hair lotion. his hair, because he wants to keep that shit real smooth.
I went through the Amazon window the other day. I bought some shit.
Thank you, man. We do most of the buying through that window.
Yes, it's some fool stuff.
You wear hair stuff?
I wear Suavecito, that stuff, because it's water-based. And even like Three Flowers is water-based. Because remember, you should be oily, dog. I should used to cook your shit back in the day when it's all hot.
A lot of people put on Tres Flores and Suavecito. It's a hair balm, like pomade. Like I don't know if you guys watched Old Brother War Out Thou, and he was a Dapper Dan man.
Hell yeah!
I don't want no fop, goddammit.
That's a hardcore old school shit like Murray's, dog.
Thick, huh?
Hell yeah, hard, fool.
Back in the day, people would just put thick stuff like that, huh?
Yeah, Murray's is that hardcore shit, dog.
But when you put on I remember I put on Tres Flores, hair balm, hair pomade. It's thick, man.
Oh, the OG shit's super thick.
And then,
thick.
There's a certain length of hair where you gotta stop wearing that hair balm, huh?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. It can't be too long.
See, my hair's too long for it, right?
Yeah, unless you fucking, do the little tie back and shit, the little back bun or the little ponytail. But you can still do it to form it, though, fool. But the good thing about that shit, you can wash it out.
Cool. I see some food, man, with a lot of Tres Flores on, man. You could put a little wick and make his head a candle, bro.
Brigantina, dog.
It was melting. My dad used to use that hair thing. It was called Jockey Club.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's old school right there.
Yeah, that's old school Brigantina right there. Pomade.
The worst kind of pomade is the liquid one, bro. I don't like that one.
Yeah, because everybody makes it. Those fools make it. Three Flowers make it because it's oil, dog. Is all it is. And then for that shit, you got to wash that shit out of your fucking hair for days, dog.
I remember a dude would have the little black combs, bro, full of wax, dog.
Oh, hell yeah. Which
wax
the
and dirt, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Lint all adds up in there and shit. It's just like, fuck, it catches shit, fool.
Yeah, man. You got a couple of shout outs for people?
Yeah, man. Fucking the fools that went to the show with the baby, dude. That was tight, huh?
Oh, shout out to that girl who brought her newborn.
At Unsettled Mind, Instagram, Eric, for real, too. A little shout out and Big Bolts.
Also, man, I'm going to be at the next week. I'm going to be at the Tampa Improv, March 17th through the 20th, April 1st, New York City.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be there for the Hot 97 Comedy Jam with Tracy Morgan, Ricky Smiley, D-Ray Davis, Eris Spears, a woman comedian named Dominique, and me. I've been doing 15 minutes, and then I'm going to just leave.
Yeah.
And also, April 7th through the 10th, Tempe Improv at the Improv. Tempe Improv. April 16th, El Paso, Texas, for one night only at the Abram Chavez Theater.
Yeah, man.
April 21st through the 23rd, Reno, Tahoe, Nevada. No, wait, let me see here. Yeah, Reno Tahoe Comedy Club. Actually, that place is underground comedy club in Reno. I'll be there, Reno. April 28th through May 1st, I'll be at the Houston Improv. We're back. We're back, bro.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm fucking Texas always the shit, though. Fucking even like fucking El Paso, you haven't been there for a minute too, huh? You gonna blow it up at the Abraham Chavez Theater? I don't know if y'all bringing up old shit, but remember you guys did a fundraiser for Freddy Soto, dog, in the Dice Man headline? I wasn't there, but you're telling me the Dice Man was a diva that day, dog.
I wasn't there, man.
Oh, you weren't there too, huh? But you know what Raza told you, huh?
Yeah, he was. And I think the Dice Man brought his kids, right?
Yeah, one of them played drums or something.
They were all, they like Gabriel Iglesias. They kept talking about Gabriel to a Dice Man. Yeah. All right, already.
Enough with the fluff of rain.
The Abraham Chavez Theater, dude, I remember I was booked to do a comedy show with, it was Gilbert Esquivel, me, the devil, Jeff Garcia, and one more comic, maybe Rudy Moreno.
Dude.
And I don't know who else, but dude, it was empty production.
You're lying, fool.
Empty, bro. Fucking empty.
Like 13 people in the whole theater?
Dude, that Abraham Chavez Theater holds like 1,500 people or more. Mm-hmm. There was 40 people scattered.
Scattered, dog. Get them together.
And Gilbert Esquivel was trying to do his bits, you know, like this. The devil didn't have no one to ask questions to, bro. Dig. He was asking questions from the, hey, sound guy, what do you do for a living?
Monitor guy, doc.
It was, dude.
You're lying, bro.
It was, and we had to do 5 shows. That was one of the first shows. From there, we were going to drive to Tucson to do another show. No, we drove from Tucson, it was empty, and we drove to El Paso to do another show, and then from there, we were supposed to do another show, and Gilbert, he quit the tour, bro. He said he can't do it no more.
You're lying, fool.
Yeah, he left. So they bought him a flight. He jammed.
Out.
Left.
There's a new headliner in town, dog.
So it was empty, fool. We did like 4. I remember they were paying us after every show. The guy was wiping his tear with the cash.
That fool lost out, dog.
Like $400, bro. And then like, he was sad paying us. It was empty, fool. Like, I don't know what they were thinking. Oh, we did a show at the Abraham Chavez Theater, okay? And there was more people outside hanging out than there was inside. Like when we got there, we saw so many people outside. All right, I guess the people couldn't get in, eh? And we get there, man, it was echoes, bro. It was empty, fool, empty. And they were having like a carnival outside. It was like Cinco de Mayo festival.
Uh-huh.
So these promoters thought that just because it's Cinco de Mayo, everybody's going to show up to the comedy show. But nah, man. Cinco de Mayo shit. Mexicans have options.
20 carnival rides?
20 carnival rides. 20 mariachis playing all over the world.
Food.
You could go outside and somebody's going to hand you a taco and a sombrero and say, happy Cinco de Mayo. It was empty, man. It was so sad. And that fool said, yeah, man, we'll just leave.
He didn't even say, can you work with me, dog?
No, he just left.
Bankrupt, dog.
He must have saw that the money was going to get lower at every gig. So he wanted to cut his losses, you know? That was his good idea. But I stood there, bro. And
like a soldier.
I stood there, bro, through every empty show, bro. Dying.
On stage.
I was dying, bro. You could tell the devil was sad too, bro, but he didn't want to show it, you know?
He kept his composure, bro.
Yeah. I was up there, man, getting no laughs.
You can't rock when it's empty, dog.
I couldn't rock it, man. And I wasn't even smoking no weed back then. I was smoking no weed. I wasn't even drinking.
So sober.
I'm thinking now in my head, what the fuck was I doing after the show?
Like, what would you just eat, fool?
Just eat, I guess.
Talk to chicks?
Go home. Just probably talk. Not that many chicks in a room. I remember during the show, like, we were out performing and shit, and they were going to have an intermission too, bro.
No mames,
wait. I said, during intermission, you guys should go outside and bring people in. And so it's sad, you know, because you know there's a box of tickets, bro, that they're not broken.
Hell yeah, dog.
Somewhere.
Printed.
So empty, man. So I'm glad to. And then I went back again, and it was packed with Que Locos.
And the show you did with those fools, was that before Que Locos or the beginning?
Way before Que Locos.
Oh, okay.
It was before. I only had one TV credit, and that was it. Showtime. I mean, we were funny, but nobody knew we were going to be there. It was like, damn, bro. It was empty, man.
That's when I went, when You Know What Raza and Tony Sanchez got together to promote shows. It was Martin and Tony. MT Productions for Remember Doc.
MT Productions, bro.
I don't know what happened.
I remember Joe Diaz eating his green burrito at the Garibaldi.
Plaza Garibaldi.
And for Martin and Tony. And then he was eating. Then he looked over at the audience. Oh, let's get this over with. That's how you know a comedian gonna do 10.
He's a king of fucking 10 and Dash back in the day, huh?
Let's get this over with.
15, I'm out.
I'm out. I'm out of here.
It's nice seeing you.
So that's all the time he did. Oh, man. So.
What up?
When I was going to tell you about when I went to Del Rio, Texas, bro. I went to Del Rio, Texas. Yeah, that was like recently. It was me and Chris Torino. We were in the middle of Mexico. Like, there's a lake. Like, to tell you, I would have closed these borders. But there's places, you know, where you can't put a border up.
No, it's fucking, you can just walk through it.
You can walk through it. It's impossible, you know.
Creep through the river.
Like, we're in Del Rio, Texas. Aquino, the border is Aquino. Aquino, Acuña Valley, Acuño, Acuña, whatever, Acuña. And there's a lake. There's a 90-mile lake. And you pretty much, if you want to fucking get on a boat from Mexico, you can show up in a boat.
Hell yeah. The only thing is you just need a destination where to go.
Yeah, destination. You got it all planned out. Yeah. Because you know those cops cruise there at night probably.
Oh, hell yeah. They have their little routes, fool. And people figure it out. Or coyotes or whatever the fuck they're creeping through, you know?
So, we were hanging out in Del Rio when I was in Del Rio. Fool, the show was crazy. I forgot to tell you, man. A lot of bikers showed up.
Well, you were telling me that story that a lot of serious fools showed up, right?
Yeah, serious fools. They were like they were deep, man.
A legion.
Like the whole club showed up for the first show. It was Boost Fighters.
The motorcycle club?
The Boost Fighters. They're the original motorcycle club that got into a fight at the in Hollister.
Hollister, which is the other one that they, because I know they do that one. They do Sturges, those big old runs.
Yeah, so like I smoked weed with one of the guys. And one of the president was a big Mexican fool, bro. Mm-hmm. Big, dark, long hair fool. Forgot his name.
A Mohican.
But that fool gave me his business card.
Okay.
He gave me his business card and says president of Boost Fighters MC. And then it has their logo in the back and his phone number. Mm-hmm. And then this fool invited me to the big annual Boost Fighter Motorcycle Club rally in Hollister, California on July 4th.
So they go back and do their pilgrimage and go back there?
They go all the way to 4th of July. On 4th of July, every Boost Fighter goes to Hollister.
And those are the fools that shit happened back in the 50s when they started those clubs,
1946.
Right? Okay, there you go. But motorcycles were new, like fucking, what, Rebel Without a Cause, and what's the other one that Brando was in?
That was
because Rebel Without a Cause is James Dean, right?
Yeah, James Dean. That was the Wild Ones.
The Wild Ones was with fucking motorcycles and leather jackets and all that look and shit busted out, right? Outlaws.
It's funny how when you look at those bikers like James Dean and Marlon Brando, the way they're dressed, they don't look scary, huh?
Hell no, fool. They look Hollywood, dude. But I think the cool factor, no?
I guess the cool factor. But if you look at those bikers, like I guess to dress like that back then in 1946 was scary, huh?
Oh, because everybody was straight, a fucking
everybody
square.
Had a tie, huh? That, everybody wore a hat.
White shirt, dude. White shirt.
But I guess to see somebody with denim jeans and fucking boots and not be working.
And smoking cigarettes.
Smoking cigarettes with a hot chick in the back.
Hell yeah, booze and tattoos. Having fun, dog.
Having fun and getting loaded. So these guys, when these guys get into a fight at Hollister with another biker gang, I don't know who are they called. Because these were the Boost Fighters and the other guy were called the Whiskey Punchers or Whiskey Fighters.
Or Whiskey Runners or something.
Whiskey
shit, right?
Runners or something. They held that town down for 3 days, I think. Nothing but rioting and booze and fucking drinking and supposedly raping chicks, but nobody really got raped.
But those fools, like they that's what they did. Fools are like Vikings. They go in and run into town and fucking, you know, do their thing, dog.
So after that, the American Motorcycle Association said, these guys are the one person, the bad seed of the Motorcycle Association of America. They're the 1%. So after that, they be every outlaw biker became a 1%.
They have that little diamond patch, fool. All
but,
those fools.
But these fools, Boost Fighter don't have the 1%.
They don't do.
I don't want to get nosy, man. You got not 1%ers?
Oh, hell
and,
yeah.
And then get punched?
Fucking trampled, dog. And how those and those fools, I mean, you know, you're saying that fucking on, you know, back in the day, they didn't look scary. But now if you look at a
real... Fuck, it looks scary, dog.
No, the fools from the movies. Like
yeah, they James, don't look scary.
Yeah, but these fools look scary. These but new bikers for today, they actually, they don't have a car probably. They just use a motorcycle to go everywhere. It's loud as fuck. They're all, loud. You mean? They look like they can grab you and choke the life out of your ass, dog.
This guy's on fucking... This guy had a motorcycle, man, with a back wheel. Was fucking fat, dude. Like, it belonged on a truck or something. And it was loud. And they all had chicks with big old titties, dog.
Hell yeah, dog.
My old lady wants to take a photo with you. All right, it's just a photo.
And how those fools get hip to you? How they know about you?
Fool. That you know, you ever watched The Terminator?
Yeah.
Terminator 2, the cop. Remember the Terminator cop?
Oh, the one where... Okay.
Yeah, I forgot his name right now. Robert Patrick, the actor.
Mm-hmm.
He was in The Sopranos. He played the gambling degenerate, the one who lost the sporting goods store.
Yeah, yeah.
Robert Patrick. He's a sworn member of the he got patched in to be a Boost Fighter last year or 2 years ago.
He's from Texas, that fool, or what?
I don't know. No, but there's Boost Fighter here in California.
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah.
They have different chapters.
So he got patched in to be a Boost Fighter last year or 2 years ago because I saw that Emilio Rivera and some of the cast of Sons of Anarchy, they went to the ceremony.
Oh, okay, when they got patched in.
And when I was talking to the guy, the president of Del Rio Boost Fighter, he said, yeah, he's one of our brothers. He was sworn in. He'll be there 4th of July.
Oh, damn, dude. That's fucking serious business, though, no?
These fools, they said that. They got fools coming in from, like, all over the world, like Ireland and Europe. And they get on, I guess they have the bike shipped to California, right? I guess San Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fly over and they go pick up the bike from San Pedro and they ride that motherfucker to Hollister.
Really, to do their little run, the yearly runs.
Yeah,
but that's serious shit, though, fool. Like, I mean, that's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
It's not like fucking. It's not weekend warrior shit, fool.
Ain't no weekend warrior shit, man.
The fucking attorney with his new little fucking Harley Davidson on the
sometimes
weekend.
Sometimes I think it's the weekend warriors that give it a bad name, man. Because they want a couple of lawyers get together, think they're fucking badass.
And end up with a black guy, dog.
Oh, dude.
What, dog?
Dude, remember we're in Montebello? We're in Montebello doing stand-up comedy, right?
The Coyote?
The Wild Coyotes.
Tortillas back then.
And these guys show up in their fucking Harleys, and they get them stolen. Remember they get stolen?
Well, we went there to eat brunch on a Saturday, yeah. Right? We're just hanging out, and that fool fucking, what, he had the Harley for like a couple days?
Yeah.
And my mom like parked it. I don't know. How do you say you park a bike or put a bike
there? I don't know how you did it, but he parked his motorcycle right outside that place where we did stand-up comedy. It was brunch, 11:30 in the morning. They just came from a cruise. They're probably cruising cruising somewhere, you know. And they were there as a couple, two guys, two weekend warriors, and their old ladies. And they parked the bike, and they go inside to eat. Within not even 15 minutes, they fucking stole that motorcycle. I mean, you should have seen this guy's face, man. It's like he had to face like someone who saw a tornado coming right at him, and then the tornado just disappeared.
That fucking, wasn't that hardly worth like 70 grand or something, dog?
And the guy's a doctor.
Can't do surgery to get that back.
And then he was making a police report, and then he was telling, I think I was trying to be nosy too. I said, maybe, are you sure you weren't being followed?
This fucking sleuthing.
I know, like I'm going to solve that crime, right? He said, no, but I know a couple of friends, man. They might know where it is. Sure they do.
It wouldn't have got stolen if you knew a couple of friends.
I think a couple of friends stole it, dog.
Because, Dick, we didn't hear shit, right? And supposedly had
no, man, no.
I think these fools just fucking, I don't know what they did to get it out of gear. They just fucking put it in a truck and took off, dog.
If you I don't know much about motorcycles, but if a motorcycle is parked, can you just unpark it and roll it up somewhere?
You have to be able to get it in neutral, dog.
Because it's hard.
Yeah, because they have locks on it, too, unless you get you bust that shit out, the key thing. I mean, I don't know about stealing, but I don't even know about stealing cars. I just said I would imagine.
That was fast.
Quick, fool. We went back there and started eating again. That fool was sad, dog.
That's right. Did he go back to eating?
Fuck no, dog.
We did, huh?
Kicked the fucking taste out of his mouth, fool.
I know, man. You can't eat pozole after you stole your motorcycle, huh?
I remember we were talking about that shit for like 3 days, dog.
They stole that shit, dog.
Hell yeah, dude.
It must be weird to have your truck stolen. Did we talk about that time they stole Gabriel's Hummer?
Oh, they stole that shit from Hometown Buffet, dog, in the parking lot.
Imagine
dog.
That, dog. You just finished feeding all your friends at Hometown Buffet, and then somebody steals your $70,000 Hummer with rims and televisions.
Oh, that shit was fucking blinging, dog.
Blinging, man. Then he just bought another one like nothing, huh? A blue one.
But yeah, they're like, what do you think, fool? You think fool's like in that area? Dick, it was two fucking, a stolen bike and then a stolen Hummer. What was that, like 5 years apart or something? But you think fools follow fools that like ball or just
I don't
show
know,
off
man.
Their shit or what?
Nobody tries to steal my Volvo. I don't know, man. I think,
they go, hey, dude, let's go.
Like, who stole it? Like, his cousins, his family members, somebody?
Nah.
Somebody was following him, right? Or waiting?
Something. They probably just seen that shit around. Like, fuck that, dude. Let's get that motherfucker, dog. Because I don't know. I don't think it's just shit you walk up and do, dog. Unless you have the keys to that shit and you can go hide it somewhere real quick. Dude, with helicopter. I mean, well, I don't think the cops are going to make a big pedo about it, too. Go fucking send the helicopters after. It's like, relax, dog. You're not fucking John Travolta.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So what's up, fool? When is the next show? March 17th?
March 17th, dude, at the Ontario Improv. We'll have Chris Doran, Armando Cosillo, and fucking Flaco called to cancel. And he didn't call to cancel because he's in the ER. He's going to go to fucking Tommy T's, fool.
With who?
With Big Dog, bro.
No way.
Yeah, fool. An interview with the vampire, dog. I'm going to get ready for the questions, dog.
He's in a feature?
Yeah, I guess.
Feature host, so no other comedian in, huh?
Yeah, it's just him and him driving, dog. But I guess he wants to leave a day before. Because I guess they do radio at night the day before now. No, I'm just playing. But I guess, fuck it, so that's why he can't go on a Thursday.
Oh, damn, man. I should videotape that shit.
Well, it might be your longest week in comedy ever, dog.
He's been there before, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, with us.
Yeah, I know. Flaco? Yeah. So, yeah, man.
I wonder if that fool's going to survive. What's your saying, Birdman over there?
Well, imagine if that fool got to go. You think that fool's going to take him to the ER, dog?
Hell no. What you take Birdman over there, bro? Show up with a Ferrari just to make the big dog happy, bro. Tell me that fool won't be happy, bro.
Fool.
That fool will jump out of the car in front of the lion. You don't think so?
Dude, I think he'll do it up, fool. Like, dog, who sent this? The mayor, dog.
Fucking Birdman, bro. He's going to be in New York, bro. You better take it already.
Oh, fool, this is fucking stalking you. I thought you were taking your old lady, dog.
I'm going to go there support you, bro.
Fuck. When are you going to get some me time, fool? Let him breathe, dog.
I know he's going to be over there, man. He's going to be hanging out, man, like that fucking bodyguard and Godfather 2, bro, that old man.
You tell that fool not to get caught slipping and shot up by the Cuban police like that, fool.
That fool's already talking about, yeah, man, we're going to have fun. I'm going to stay there to the third. I got whatever you need. We're going to have a good time.
What, fucking a bird and dabs, fool? Like, you can't get that shit, fool. Chilling on the L train with the fucking parrot, dog.
I'm going to just fucking take that fool to Roger Paul's office and leave him there, bro.
Get that fool an agent, dog. Fuck, dude. Don't you and the manager need some alone time, dog?
I know, man. Are you looking for an actor with gray hair?
The Mexican Steven Perlman, dog. The fuck, dude? Fucking let me breathe, dog. Let me live, eh?
So what's up, fool? Man, Irvine was tight, huh?
Irvine was fucking crazy.
Everybody who showed up, man. All my fans, all my friends, all my good friends who showed up. Oh, fool. Louis showed up.
Yeah, that fool.
Oh, my God. You know, man, this is crazy, man. This is the guy that I grew up with. I took a photo of him, and this guy used to let us hang out in his house after, like, robberies, or it was at the house to kick back in. Like, his mom would go to work, and he's like 5 years older than me or six. You know, he was out of high school, and I don't know, man. That fool was like, he's cool, but he was good at burglarizing shit, bro.
Just getting shit.
Good at getting anything you wanted, man. Anything you wanted, he can get it.
He's right there in Boyle Heights?
Yeah, so I saw him at the show. First, he emailed me, hey, man, I heard you're going to be in Irvine. And I said, all right, yeah, I'm going to be there, man. And I told him, where can I get tickets? And I left the fucking the webpage, irvineimprov.com. And then when I see him, bro, that full look, he has a look like he's about to just, like he has a crowbar or something in his pocket.
That full looks like he's just casing the joint out, dog. That little eye, dog.
So, I don't know if that fool ever did crack, but he didn't do it around me. But that fool broke into a burger joint called Happy Tom's.
Way before Tom's.
No, it was called Happy Burger. No, it was called Happy Burger.
Okay.
Because that fool used to like, I guess people used to, like, it was like 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, and that fool would be hungry, right? But nobody wants to go drive to Jack in the Box. Because you might get shot by an enemy. You know, you can't go to McDonald's. It's closed. King Taco, another enemy territory. You know, 24 hours, enemy territory. You can't go over there. So this fool will be like, the fool go around dancing, Happy Burger, Happy Burger, Happy Burger. Then fools will be like, fuck it, bro. Go get some burgers from over there. So that fool will go to that Happy Burger, go in through the shaft because it was skinny. And steal up hamburger buns and hamburger meat.
Just all the shit you need to make burgers at the pad.
Yeah. Then that fool take it to his pad and make it, dog.
What the fuck up, dog? Like that, fool?
Or he'll take a toaster, whatever, he could just crawl out back.
Hey,
so he always did this, dog. I remember one time, my brother Angel, he was going to go to work. First of all, my brother Angel, bro, that fool used to work the night shift, right, at a warehouse. From fucking midnight to 8 in the morning. No, 11 to 7 in the morning.
Damn.
He's the only fool I used to show up to work with a sleeping bag, bro. Straight up.
Good night shift, dog.
A sleeping bag. That fool said, that fool would tell that dude to leave at 11. Then at midnight, that fool would turn everything off and just fucking, he'll let the guard dog just run loose by himself, bro. He just put the sleeping bag and sleep, bro. Straight up sleep.
Tight.
Till 5. And then his supervisor couldn't get in the gate unless he called. So if he hear the phone call, he'll jump up and go check that fool. So it was the dog by himself doing everything, dog. Getting paranoid. My brother would just sleep, bro. Straight up sleep, dog.
Just say fuck it, dog.
Fucking lazy motherfucker, right?
You guys are young too, what, 18 at that?
21, bro.
Fuck, dude. Kids.
So he had to go to work that night. So that he had a flat tire. So he tells that guy, hey man, I need a tire, bro. And we live in the housing projects. So there's a lot of factories and city offices and city work.
Like that, the yards?
Yeah, a lot of yards. So this dude goes, no problem, man, I'll be right back. That fool puts on a construction helmet, bro. With a light on it, a fucking light, dog.
Looking like a Chilean miner.
I know, right? And then it puts on a yellow vest.
No, mom, it's
Caltrans, construction
dog.
Boots. Goes inside the water, the Los Angeles Water and Power office.
DWP.
Their little yard. With waves at people.
Hey.
Hey.
How you been?
And you're at it again. Daniel, back at it again. There you go. And then he just says hello to people, grabs the spare tire from another truck, walks out with it, bro.
Like nothing, huh?
Like nothing, and tell my brother, here it is, man. My brother gives him $10.
Fucking Lufthansa heist over here, dog.
So time goes by, and then people see him walking by, and everybody going, Happy Burger, Happy Burger. You guys are serious or what? All right. So that fool goes, bro. He dressed it like a all in black beanie. Goes back to Happy Burger. Grabs more snacks. Hamburger patties, bread, mustard, pickles, whatever. and that fool leaves him a note.
What the fuck?
I struck again.
I wonder if those fools felt fucking dumb, dog.
He left a note. Hey, I struck again.
You're lying, dog.
Mocking them, bro. That fool never got caught, though.
And what happened? Did they fucking, on that shaft, did they cover it up after that fool or what?
I guess they covered it up, man. So when I saw him, we took that photo. That fool took a photo with his hand out like that, right? Because they used to call that fool La Mano Larga. Because that fool used to always steal shit, right? La Mano Larga, the big hand. So during the photo, that fool holding his hand like this, dog. To let people know, bro.
I didn't know that's what that was for,
dog. That's what it was, bro. Sticky. It was part of the sticky bandits.
Damn, dude. Sticky fingers over here, dog.
No, the one time when that fool got mad, right? Because my brother's gay, right? And his cousin's gay, or his nephew's gay. And they were hanging out, dude, in the room. So I guess my brother and his cousin started fooling around because they're both gay, experimenting, mm-hmm. right? So his mom caught them, bro.
Fuck.
Caught them in a deed, whatever they were doing. You know, I don't know who's holding what. What peanut was in whose mouth or what peanut was where, but they got busted by his mom. So the fool was like, he was kind of thinking about not letting me in the house anymore.
The lady freaked out or what?
Yeah, freaked out because she's Catholic. She goes to church every Sunday.
What's that got to do with
it? She goes to Bible study. She does the rosary. Everything, man.
The works.
So he goes, yeah, man, your brother's not allowed in my house no more. I don't know if I could let you in until after my mom leaves. I said, what do you mean? What do you mean, man? Your brother, man, your mom, my mom. Before I laugh, your brother. He said, my mom said, your brother brought the devil in the house.
What the fuck?
Oh, but your nephew didn't, huh?
It was like two devils, dog.
So your nephew just let the devil in, huh?
Come on, dog.
So, yeah, I guess they got busted fooling around, you know, two young teenagers. So they fucking got kicked out. But it's funny how the moms always look at all the bad shit that everyone else is doing, but they never see the bad shit their son's doing.
Fuck no. It's like it was that fool's fault. It takes two to tango, dog.
It takes two to tango, right?
What the fuck is this, dog?
It takes two to make a romance.
Like he had a fucking gun to that fool's head or something, dog.
I know they're both gay. They're both like eventually going to be gay. So one day, time goes by, my father and I had just come out of rehab, and then I saw that kid, right? His cousin mm-hmm. at Ralph's or Safeway, Vaughn's, Tianguis, one of those stores on 4th and Soto. Fool, this fool was pushing a shopping cart. He was dressed like a Catholic school girl, basically, but he was wearing pants and he had an open blouse. He had some big old boobs, bro. Like Milani.
So he
like
got him
guessed,
done.
Yeah.
He got him done.
Got him done.
But he homeless looked, fool?
Like, no, he was not homeless.
Oh, he just do.
No, he was not. I'm sorry. He was pushing the car inside Vaughn's shopping.
Oh, okay. I was like, I just pictured the fucking life went fucking south or something.
Nah, dude, that fool blow it. That fool blow himself in the house. So, yeah, man, he was full on. He looked like a young Kim Kardashian.
Just fucking flint doing his thing.
And my dad knew who he was too, right? You know, your parents know, dog.
They never forget a face when you see a little kid grow up, dog.
Yeah, so my dad said, chingao.
You're lying. It's because that's a transformation. That's hard to do, dick. That's like not a regular ugly gay fool. You know what I mean? It's like,
he was not ugly at all.
You almost, dude, like, come on, fool. How many fools you think will fall for Milani, dog? You know what I mean?
A lot of them.
There
bro.
You go,
if
fool.
You're a big dog, bro.
There you go, fool.
So, and the boobs were amazingly perfect, bro. Like, goddamn.
They look good.
How can those boobs be on a woman?
Oh, I know.
And they were like perfect, right? And then he looked like a girl. He has the lips, I guess. He looked like Kim Kardashian before Kim Kardashian. And I was like, damn. He's fooling people every day.
Homeboy was happy.
Happy, though, dude. He was smiling. I told him hello by real name.
Uh-huh.
What's up, man? And then my dad said, chingao. So my dad saw the boobs first. Then I saw his face and he said, chingao. And he said, fox.
That's crazy, fool. And what year was that, dog?
Probably like in the 1999, 98.
Fuck, it ain't bad for those years, shit. If it really, I mean, come on, fool. God damn, dude. That's cool. That's crazy, dog. So I guess the devil got him boof jobs too, dog.
The devil, bro. The devil is always giving, hooking everybody with boob jobs.
That's crazy, fool. What's that fool do now, dog? The fucking La Mano Larga, dog.
I don't know, man. I don't know what he does do, but I'm pretty sure it has nothing to do with burglarizing. I would always like get in trouble like that. Like, I didn't even know we're burglarizing. I remember this guy named Lamont, and he used to always like burglarize stuff too. And I was like 15 years old, and he would just look at me and go, "Hey, man, Felipe, we're going to the factories. You want to go?" And I see this other fool named Cheetah. Mm-hmm. They used to call that fool Caballo. Like a paisa looking fool. But you ever seen Popeye?
Yeah.
You ever seen Olive Oil? Mm-hmm. And then Brutus, Wimpy.
Bluto.
And then there was a goofy looking tall fool, like a goon.
Alex
the goon. That's the way that fool looked, bro.
You're lying, fool.
He has them long ass arms, bro.
Alex the goon with the beanie, huh, fool?
Yeah. And man, that fool would make... Everybody had, no one really had a mongoose bike, right? It really like a Huffy mixed up, you know, or a...
A Murray?
Or a PK Ripper.
That's fool. That's if you were balling in the BMX world.
So we were like, everybody wanted to be a motocross dude when we were little, bro. Everybody wanted to jump over shit with our bikes. Man, but fucking this dude, fucking, what's his name? Cheetah. That fool used to fucking fuck everybody up, bro, with motorcycle jumping. Not motorcycle, with bicycle jumping.
It's just a natural.
Natural, bro. But he had a shitty ass bike, too, bro.
It's not the bike.
A shitty bike.
It's a rider,
this
dog.
This fool had a Schwinn banana seat bike.
And just busting out shit?
And he would just like, just jump high, dog. And just jump over fools. And like, I had a regular motorcycle with a fucking reel, with fucking motorcycle. Bike tires. It was a Huffy that I made into a. I took the fucking long seat out, put a little small seat.
You customized that shit.
But this fool had a blue Schwinn, and the fucking banana seat looked like a blue rag. You know, like the bandanas the Crips have.
Paño.
And that fool used to fucking fuck shit up, dog.
Just rip it up. It's because, Dick, you just have to get air, and then if you have balls to do the tricks, fool.
He used to just jump, man. He used to jump high and then make the back tire straight and just fly over fools, dog.
Are you serious? Hell yeah, dog. Little tabletops and shit.
So it was me and that fool. We went with that guy, Lamont. And next thing you know, man, we're in these factories and we're under the trailers while they're unloading them. I don't know how I got there, but we got there. And he goes, "Yeah, man, just wait right there, man." Here I am, man, just easily taken to commit crimes with this guy. I could have said, no, I don't want to go, but I just went.
Fucking accessory, dog.
So we're stealing boxes, fool. We're stealing these boxes, and these boxes, we take them home. We don't know where the fuck they're inside of these boxes.
You just grab the boxes.
The three of us, and we carried the box all the way home. Think about it. Anybody could have stopped us.
Hell yeah.
What's in those boxes? We don't know. We opened up the boxes. It was some fucked up shit, dude. It was nothing but shoeshine boxes inside.
Homie, tell me everybody, you guys opened up a little business after, dog.
No, dog. I said, nah, we just went door to door selling the shoeshine boxes. It was like Clemenza and Don Corleone and Godfather 2. Just going around trying to sell.
The little dresses and shit.
Hey, man, your dad has shoes? That's what it was, a bunch of shoeshine box.
Oh, yeah, I got shoes.
It was a little shoeshine box with a little kiwi, the little thing to put your foot on top, and it closes, man. $5 was all we wanted.
Hell yeah. You guys sell them?
We ended up selling him and giving him all the money, and that fool only gave us $5.
Oh, this motherfucker.
Jacked us.
You a little kid or what?
A little kid. I was 14. But then this fool got mad because I was his spot. I guess no one else could steal from there, only him.
According to who, dog?
I know, that's what I thought.
You on the neighborhood?
Because I tried to go there one time with some other kids, and he was already there with some other two idiots. Man, what you doing here, cuz? I said, what you doing there, blood? And I said, man, we're just trying to get some shoe boxes. Man,
he gave keep that. Ain't gonna be any of that shit.
You gotta need to get ghosts. And I said, fuck, get ghosts. What does that mean? I mean, disappear, motherfucker. Get ghost.
Damn, dog. I'm start using that, dog.
So get ghost, fool. So we went boo. So we left playing boo. So he always, that's the first time he pulled that. Another time he pulled that was at that there used to be a hospital across the street from Hollenbeck where nobody ever paid attention to the restaurant area, the cafeteria. And this milk company used to drop off milk and ice cream. So one day we went over there, bro, and we took a crate of ice. My friend took a crate of ice cream. We're just walking with it, eating it, bro. With that little ice cream with a raspberry in the middle.
And with that little spoon that was out of wood.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that shit,
we had a box of those.
Dairy Gold or some shit.
Yeah, so we're gonna thinking about going to the project and starting them for $1.50 each.
Just get a little yeleta, dog.
Yeah, man. So that shit was melting. So we ended up eating them and selling them on the way home, right? And then we got to the thing, that black fool, he saw the box. He goes, oh, man, y'all stealing my ice cream. What the fuck?
Was he have the whole fucking neighborhood on lock, dog, or what?
I know. He goes, y'all stealing my ice cream? And I said, nah, man, what do you mean stealing your ice cream? We just went over there with his little brother. Oh, it was my, okay, actually, what it is. And then his brother are fighting at the house over it. You know, like, no, man, you can't take in your friends to steal my ice cream.
To his spots and shit?
Yeah.
Fuck that, dog.
That fool used to sneak into Dodger Stadium, bro, and steal bats.
That's that fool you were telling me, dude?
Yeah. Did we talk about this? No, huh?
No, not on the podcast, but we were walking through the back of Dodger Stadium in on the side, and you told me that homeboy, because, dude, I've always thought how you can sneak in there. That's probably the only way to sneak in, because you can't sneak in through the front.
No.
You may be able to slip by a fucking ticket counter, but that's it, dude. I think that's like a glimpse.
There's a place to sneak in to Dodger Stadium. There's two places. There's one place way on top of Blue Reserve, and there's a side door, and right there, there's a security guard there. But all he looks at is the way people are dressed. Like if you have a light blue shirt, or if you have a white T-shirt with pants and a blue tie, he didn't even look at the badge. He might just think you're going downstairs. So I would just go there with my old-ass badge and just pass by, and he's just sitting there like that guy from Men in Black, the old man. You know, the old man that greets someone on the way into the, hey, man, some crazy girl in there. You better go check it out. So there's always like a black man there, and I would sneak in through there. Another place is, you know where Club Level is?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to walk down those stairs to get to the Fuel Reserve. There's a little gate right there. And that gate, nobody watches that. It's a tunnel. But you could go in through all the way straight and make it to the escalators to get to Club Level from there. But nobody's gonna watch you. But you gotta walk. You gotta walk by yourself, bro. You can't walk with two motherfuckers. You gotta walk like you own the place.
And you're just gonna go somewhere and nobody's gonna stop you. All that shit, because you can't be all looking around, because then you're giving it away.
Yeah, you gotta walk around like you walked through the time. Like when I went to go do the podcast yesterday for Dom Herrera at the Laugh Factory, and there was a cop there, right, sitting right in front of me. And right, a cop watching everything, you know, they always have a cop. And I walked into the Laugh Factory, downstairs, cut through the upstairs, and went inside the office. And the only person that stopped me was Jay Masala, because he knew who I was. He just said, hey, buddy, where are you going? Oh, I'm meeting Dom Herrera. I'm doing his podcast upstairs. Okay, buddy. But imagine if I wasn't a comedian, if I was just a guy going in. The cop didn't even say, what are you doing here? I just say hello to him and walk down. I guess if you could go walk into anywhere, if you just walk in there like you do, like you own the place, huh?
That little smile, you give him a look and just say hello real quick and creep by. You can't stutter, fool.
You can't stop too much, huh?
With your body language, nothing, dude. Like you said, you got to act like you own the place. Go in and out like you do that shit every day, fool.
So that fool that said, don't take my ice cream, he used to sneak into Dodger Stadium all the time. And he would go home with bats. Like he had like all the 1980 Dodgers bats, like Steve Garvey, Dusty Baker, Ron Say, Bill Russell, Tom Nittingfield. This fool had photo with them in the locker room, and he had like at least 20 bats from Dodger Stadium.
Shut up! And would they give it to him or just grab?
He said they gave it to him.
Because it's like to make it all the way in the locker room. That fool had pictures, fool.
Yeah, pictures.
Dick, is it, you once you make it in there, fool, you're safe to go, dog. I think that the players, they, especially, you know what I mean? Damn, dude.
And he wasn't that old, man. He was like, must have been like 15, 16.
So he's a couple years older than you?
Yeah, he died when he was 17.
Oh, that fool's dead now?
He's dead, yeah. They said they found that fool instead of a, I don't know how he died, but there's always like, they say a cop killed him. But they say they found that fool dead instead of a train, one of those compartment trains.
Those boxes?
Yeah. They probably got tired of that fool breaking in or something.
Let me tell you, fool, when you start fucking telling people they can't come to your robbing spots and they're not your robbing spots, you just said it to the wrong dude, dog. You can't unless you're the mafia, and I'm trying to say that shit exists wherever the fuck, dude, you can't fuck around like that because there's always going to be somebody crazier than you, dog.
Yes, he was crazy. He lived a long life till he got to 17.
Damn, fool, he's an adult fucking way before, huh, fool?
Yeah, man. So when we were doing all the breaking into, he must have been 14, must have been 12 or 11. Or he was 15 and I was 12. Because I know that I'm younger than his brother.
And who taught that fool how to do all that shit, fool?
I don't know, man. I guess you're self-taught. You see an opportunity, you take it.
But somebody has to let you, because, I mean, Dick, follow fools or whatever to learn how to open shit and, just to get around, dude. Somebody, you have to learn that shit from somebody, dog. Like, Humble, you said the desert in your neighborhood, La Mano Larga. Dick, he fucking used to see all those spots, which way to get in, which way to get out. He had it figured out, dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Somebody went in one of those factories when I was, living in the projects, and that fool stole a forklift. he drove the forklift out of that warehouse inside the projects, dude. And he was trying to sell that shit, dog. Fool, he was trying to sell it, and nobody wants you to buy that shit. Come on, man, just give me whatever you got, $100. I'll give it to you guys. You know anybody want to take it, man? You know anybody? And he goes, folks, fools got loaded, and they were just fucking, I saw some dude, at the housing project, there were slides and monkey bars. I saw the fool dug out one of the monkey bars with a forklift, dog.
Shut the fuck up with the forks and shit?
Yeah, he took the forks, and he took the slide out.
That shit's powerful, dog.
It's strong, dog.
Hell yeah. And you can go. Zzz, zzz,
zzz. Those fools could have stabbed somebody by accident, bro.
You can fuck somebody up with that thing, dog.
So, man, they were like doing circles and a stirred. Yeah, so those fools, no one got busted for that.
And did somebody come and take it? Or did it run out of fucking fuel? Or was it battery powered and then fucking it just stayed there?
Running out of gas, I guess. But people were always breaking into things like where I live, like around these warehouses. I guess that's why they never hire nobody from the projects.
But, Dick, how the fuck do you expect people not to break into that? Because it's like, Dick, it's industrial, commercial, and then fucking residential. Dick, it's right next door, fool.
Yeah.
And can you even see the shit from the freeway, from the 101, like El Pato, the sauce and all the things? You always see those windows are all broken. And that's when you take the train out of, right there, fucking Alameda. You take the trains down to Riverside or Orange County, you see all those buildings, dude. And it's like, Dick, you always see one or two scattered fools walking around, dog. People still do that shit.
Over there on the other side of the projects, Aliso Village, those guys right there you're talking about, El Pato and Mission, those gangsters right there from First Street, those guys used to break into the pickle factory. There used to be a pickle factory, and they were still barrels of pickles. I don't know how, dude, there was still a whole barrel. They walk, no one looking, grab a whole barrel on a little dolly and run out of there. And I remember they had a barrel at the park, and they were charging kids, 50 cents to put your hand in there and grab as many pickles as you want.
Oh, hell yeah, dog.
So I went in there, man, and there were slices only, bro. They were already sliced. Oh,
Dick.
I was mad, bro.
Hamburger slices, dog.
They were all sliced. So I just got it, a sliced one. But I never got the real pickle, man, but I heard they were good.
But pickles are bomb because those are the motherfuckers you can have cold in the summertime, eat them, and they're all crisp and dick. But I'm sure you'd be all pickled out by then.
We used to eat pickles, man, when we were kids. We used to put saladitos in them.
Pickles are bomb, dog.
And I will see black kids, they will put that candy, Alexander the Grape, inside it, bro. So they have a pickle with grapey taste.
It
tastes good, though.
Yeah. I can see it, dude, because it's sweet and fucking sour at the same time, Dick. Saladito's Dick.
We would do all kinds of crazy shit, put chamoy or chamoy.
Fucking chamoy, dog.
Inside the pickle or the Doritos.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you gotta fucking, you know, dope that shit up, dog.
For the always breaking into factories. There was this factory that had wine. Like they had, it was Anheuser-Busch was Budweiser, but there was another factory down the street, and they had wine, and I think it was Mission wine, but I'm not sure. And somebody broke in there, fool, and they left the thing open. Everybody from the projects went over there and looted that place. Like they looted it, like people walking out with wine boxes, bro. Wine boxes and hats. Hats.
Not only do I consume this product, I wear.
But we have merch for that wine too. Like they stole the merch, like the wine and the San Mission wine hats,
little snapbacks. And
like
shit?
Even if you wore that hat, man, you know you're a convict. So everybody stole it, right? Everyone stole. Like my household had at least 20 bottles of wine.
We
don't even drink wine. Nobody has, owns a wine opener, bro. The helicopters show up.
They're
chasing motherfuckers.
Shut up,
yeah.
Dog.
The police showed up. They're catching food. They're getting greedy.
Ah, dude, you gotta get a couple and get the fuck out, dog.
Yeah, man. They caught some girl named Rosa. They caught her ass, and they caught some other fools. I remember this fool walking, dog, with fuck a bunch of wearing a bunch of hats, dog, on late.
Hey, Dick, did those fools snitch on anybody, or they just took it like a soldier, dog?
Nah, man, they took it. I don't know, man. Like, they weren't the ones that broke in there, because somebody else that broke in there with them.
Broke the latch or the fucking...
Fool. And all those factories were ours, they felt like.
Well, they're in your neighborhood. Those people go home at night, dog. You know?
Somebody burned a factory that had nothing but tools, bro. Tools. Tools, okay? Like ratchet, pliers, pinzas, hacksaws, hammers,
channel
nails. So this fucking factory burned to the ground, fool. After all the firemen left, motherfucker went over there picking up burned tools, bro.
Can't melt that shit.
Burned tools. So, like, everybody, like, dude, everybody had burned tools for a while.
Like, 5 years later, you see a burned-ass channel lock. You go, motherfucker, you got it from the fire, dog.
And they were giving away, people were trying to sell those tools later, dog.
It was called resources, dog. It was recycling, dog.
Yeah, man. So, I saw that fool, brother. I said, watch out for, when he would leave, watch out for this guy, man. You got to take care of him, bro. That fool's Houdini. You could kill him with one punch, but he'll break into something anywhere.
Damn, dude. That's fucking funny, dude. But Dick, what else are you going to do if you live around there during the day, dog? Especially summertime, fool?
I know, man. I felt like when I think about it, like that was my life. Like when I think about my age as when I was the same age as those kids from the
Gomorrah, fool?
No, the little kids from not Do the Right Thing. The little kids that go camping once you have their body.
Boys in the Hood.
The other one, the one with Americans. River Phoenix in it.
Fuck, dude. I want to say Million.
Stand by me. When I was their age, people would say, what you want to do today? Want to go swimming? Nah, fuck that. Let's go to the factories. That's it, bro. Let's go to the factories. So we went to the factories. Dig into trash cans.
And that's before there was so much security and so much fucking video cameras and all that shit too, huh? And it's also, too, where you get a little kid, you can hang out for 10 hours and then go home, dog. You know what I mean? Now it's like, fuck, dude, all kids are under a fucking leash, fool. I mean, Dick, that's crazy, fool. I mean, I'm sure little Miklo doesn't fucking go on little excursions like that all day, dog.
Hell no.
I was under lock and key, dog.
I remember, man, I would go days without seeing my dad, and we would live together. The good times.
Dude, I used to love not seeing my dad, because, fuck, you don't get yelled at, you know, nothing, everything's cool, dog.
Man, I was like, I felt like when you're like that, at that age, you live in a different world from your parents, man.
Hell yeah, freedom, dog.
Because all those fools just go to work and come home and yell at your ass and that's it. Meanwhile, I was hanging out on the other side. I was in the water, LA River, almost drowned.
Motherfuckers drown there all the time, fool.
I got chased.
By security or what? Or just by other fools?
Other fools who thought it was their factory.
Oh, fuck. Everybody with their territory now, dog.
Territory, man.
But, dude, what else are you going to fucking do, dog? Because, Dick, if people don't see that shit, if you're coming from the 101 from Hollywood, you can peek over to the, like, where you see the LA River, and it's kind of open, dog. Now that I know they have big-ass fences and shit, but I know they're cut through, too, though. Dude, you can see the chain link cut through. Now you got to deal with more homeless people, I think. Those are probably the only territorial fools.
Like, we knew exactly those places were without even, like, on a map. Like, people say, what happened? Oh, that fool got shot. Where you get shot at? Oh, he got shot over there by that candy factory. And I knew that I was over there on San Mateo and 6th Street.
Damn.
Over there, the Chinese had a building. It was called the, it was a candy factory. And they had every candy, bro. Fucking gumballs, gum, all the cheap candy.
That you can repackage and somebody else can
buy. Yeah, so nobody looking there, you can steal a box of gumballs, bro. give the whole project cavities.
Was it a box of gumballs, dog? Hell yeah, dog. A
lot of scams, bro. Selling rotten watermelons.
Fuck, dude.
People always were always selling shit, dude.
That they fucking got from a little heist or a little fucking yeah. take.
And even legal stuff. Like, I remember you'd be a knock on the door and there'd be a guy selling pizzas. Pizza Loca used to go door to door in my neighborhood.
Are you serious?
Because they were the only pizza place that delivered the projects, but I guess they were the promotional thing. Mm-hmm. But there'll be these paisas, bro. Paisas, illegal immigrants. They'll have a bag, bro, like a bag, like a Dodger Stadium. And they'll be walking around going, pizzas! 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 And that fool sell a personal pizza for $5, dog.
Damn, dude, way before fucking Little Caesars, huh?
Unless it was me, bro. Two for one, bro.
Dude, fuck. Easy food pizza bomb, dog. Damn.
Pizza Loca, bro.
That's crazy, dog. And that'll be what? Late 80s, fool?
That was like late 90s.
Late 90s? Because they got big for a while, too, because they got on TV.
La Pizza Loca. Yeah, la Pizza Loca.
Because they had that one fucking pizza that actually had hot dog slices on it, dog. That's it. And that's how they did it in Mexico, dog. I swear, fool. I didn't like it. I was like, fuck this cheap-ass pizza, dog. Fucking this pizza's fake, dog. Fuck. It's like some shit you make at the house, dog.
Farmer John Wiener's on
yeah, it? Yeah, fool. Dude, yeah, fool.
Are you sure that it wasn't a fucking Filipino pizza?
Nah, fool. It fucking from the Jolly fucking Bear. What's it called? The Jolly Bee?
Jolly Bee.
And they got the fucking, the noodles that go through the hot dog, huh? Which I thought was fucking weird, too, dog. Some shit I can't eat like that. Fuck that, dog.
I never heard of a pizza with hot dog. Was
yeah,
it good?
Yeah, fuck. Ugh, I hated that fucking taste. Because, you know, if you get a fucking hot dog, it's sliced kind of like bologna, dog. And then like on fucking, I don't know, dog. It's a weird ass mix, fool. Pizza Loca still around or what?
It's still around.
Let's do some research on their ingredients, fool.
They're the one that came out with la carne asada pizza.
Dick, there you go, dog.
That the carne asada pizza, and it was real carne asada that they'll cook on the side and cut it up and then put over the pizza and melt that motherfucker with jalapenos.
It's like a calzone.
They went crazy for a while, huh? With those taste. Then it came out like gigante, the big old pizza. Remember that big ass pizza?
Dude, it's just
squares with 72 slices.
72 slices? Pizza party pizzas, dog.
Little squares.
Hell yeah. What's your favorite pizza when you see pizza like that?
Pizza Hut, bro.
Yeah, and what'd you put on it?
Nothing, man. Just the extra cheese.
Yeah?
Pepperoni and sausage. I think I like that. I used to like that pizza place that used to be on Silver Lake. It's not there no more.
Hard Times?
Hard Times was good. Yeah, Hard Times was good.
I have good pizza, dude.
But there was another one. It was a chain. It was something.
What, fool?
I had my son's birthday party there.
Oh, Straw Hat?
Not Straw Hat.
Round Table.
Round Table.
Yeah, good ass pizza, dog. Good round salad
table.
Bar.
Yeah,
fool.
Round Table is good, man.
The motherfuckers been diminishing too, huh, fool?
They're done, right?
I think so. My favorite pizza is anchovy pizza, though.
That's the one with the fish?
Yeah.
I used to get this pizza that had like, it was chicken fettuccine pizza, bro. So the sauce was white. Like fettuccine, and then they put chicken and garlic. It was bomb.
That's fucking good, dude. I remember I think the first time I ate like baked chicken pizza or buffalo chicken pizza with you. That was pretty bomb. But yeah, that shit sounds good, fool.
You ever had that? Like, I saw pictures of Edwin San Juan and Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were in Colorado, and they were both eating a peanut butter and jelly cheeseburger. Mm. Did you go fuck with that?
And dude, this is, and it's funny that you brought up the old shit earlier, but remember Stand By Me? Remember what they were eating? Jelly burgers?
Yeah.
I think I can fuck with that just because I've always wanted a jelly burger. I never fucking, just on the movies. It sounds all right. I don't know about the peanut butter though, dog.
They had jelly burgers?
Yeah, you remember fucking when those fools roll up in the, because of the dead bodies, all that Connie Palermo chick. Fucking, yeah, they had jelly burgers because the homeboy went to go get them. And then they went on their little fucking excursion.
Did you see that when they did the Stand By Me clip on Family Guy?
I'm not going to say no. I'm going to say no.
It's funny, dude, because they're all little kids. And,
Peter and shit?
And Joe's walking. Right? But then when they're running from that train, that fool get fucking running. They run over.
So that's when it happened. That fool become a cop, dog.
No, in Stand By Me, they're showing Joe and he's running on the train too, and he don't make it, dog. And the train run over his leg. Ah!
That's funny, dog. I was just thinking about how that fool become a cop later in a wheelchair.
No, yeah, but it's funny when they show him in another eclipse where he loses his legs. It's hilarious, man.
Hell yeah, fool.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Have you seen that movie, Deadpool?
Yeah, I seen it.
Shit, we made $300 million.
Yeah, it's good, dude. It's good. I'll watch it again, dog. It's that good.
I heard some people walked out with their kids in the first 5 minutes.
Because it's too nasty or something, supposedly, because there's sex scenes in it. Normal. It's like, fuck, how'd they make that little fool?
Mm.
Too early to show them.
I haven't seen Deadpool, but I'm looking forward to see that. And the other one, Death Squad, or the one with the Joker's in it. Jared Leto plays the Joker in this one, and Batman's in it, but he's in it for a little while.
It's the one, all right, I don't know what it's called. Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
That one?
That's going to be good.
Is that when they fight, fool?
Yeah. What's the name then that... The one that supposedly went to school with Alfred Robles.
Well, Jay Hernandez.
Jay Hernandez plays like a cholo Suicide Squad guy.
Oh, yeah?
He's good.
Yeah, man.
That movie's going to be better, I think, than Spider-Man, than Batman versus Superman, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the fight that should have happened days ago on film, Dick. You know what I mean? I mean, I've never fucking read it. I think I've never read a whole fucking comic book, dog. I'm not fucking of that ilk. But, yeah, it looks better, fool. I mean, what do you think, fool?
I think the Deadpool looks okay. Suicide Squad looks better.
Yeah.
But I just don't buy it, man. What's the name as Batman?
Affleck?
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
No, why, fool?
Because Jason Bourne's not there with it to back him up, bro.
What do you think? It's like the George Clooney
Matt
effect?
Dillon, right? Matt?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
The Martian, fool.
The Martian, bro. I didn't see The Martian. Bro.
I didn't see The Martian either, dog.
Did you see any of those movies that got nominated for an Oscar?
I seen Spotlight. Was that the name of the movie?
Spotlight's good, huh?
That was a fucking intense fucking... I thought that the shit happened like in Europe and then it came this way, fool. I didn't know that they uncovered it in the belly of the beast in Boston, fool. Where the church owned everything, dog. Everybody was bought. It was just, they were uncovering that shit, fool, with those molestations. That's fucked up, dog. And it started with that one family in the beginning, and then that DA walks in and like, dude, what the fuck? And they only covered them up because they were fucking Catholic too, dog?
That's funny, man, how those perverted child molesting priests, they know how to pick up on kids. Like, they know, like, they wait for the dad to pass away, and the dad grew up knowing the priest. His father grew up knowing the priest. So now, just bring your little son. We're going to have a little session.
Dude, it was like fucking those fools knew how to. Of course, they knew how to do it. But like you're saying, dude, they look at the people that had family problems or the people that the dad took off. Just people that something's missing out of the puzzle where they can fucking fuck with you perfectly, dog. Fucking crazy.
And then they sundusk you.
Oh, dude, they dusted those little fools, dog. Nasty, dude.
They paid a lot of money to them, huh, too?
Hell yeah, dude.
Hundreds of million dollars to shut up.
Supposedly, that's why they're fucking having financial troubles now, fool. So who's going to build that wall?
Who's going to build that wall?
And what, you been watching any shit on Netflix or anything?
I've been watching the OJ trial, fool.
Oh, that's what you're telling me about.
I've been watching the People versus OJ.
Is it good, fool?
It's good, man, because you watch a lot of stuff that behind the scenes that you don't know what's going on. Because,
like what, fool?
Like, they were bashing Marsha Clark every day that she looked like a bitch. So was her hair.
That was that prosecuting DA, huh?
Yeah, everything that was taken, a lot of stuff that didn't make it to the evidence, you know?
And the thing, too, with that shit, didn't LAPD fuck a lot of evidence up, fool?
Yeah, the gathering of the evidence. That's what Johnny Cochran said. We're going to fight them on everything. The gathering of the evidence, the DNA. We're gonna question everything.
Broke it down, huh?
It's like, it's like, you know, the person's guilty. Everybody knows he's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, but can they prove it?
Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah, can they prove it? And it looks like they can't. So we're going to come up with a better story than them. That's what Johnny Cochran said.
And break their shit apart.
And break it apart at everything.
And that's what they did, huh, fool?
Yeah.
How many episodes are you into that shit?
I'm in all the episodes. The last episode was F. Lee Bailey.
Is that the one that was using the N-word the whole time, like hardcore?
Yeah. I remember, what's his name, had a funny-ass bit, Alonzo Bowden, about everybody using the N-word. Man, everybody going nigga crazy. Everybody, even ESPN, man, that nigga play basketball. Everybody. But they were just trying to get him, because if he would have said, no, I never said the N-word, now you know the motherfucking cop lying. Because as soon as he said no, you could see all the black church go, man, you lying, motherfucker. And he would have said yes. You know, it was like he's wrong. He's right and wrong. I'm answering both questions. You ever said the N-word? Nope. You ever said it? Yep. You know, he loses both ways. Yeah.
So it gives him more fucking credibility to fucking admit that that's what he fucking did. Because even George Lopez had a joke during that time on the Alienation TD. He's all, God damn. OJ looked over and said, you're saying the N-word again? You want me to kill you too?
Also, too, domestic violence abuse came out during the trial. And Johnny, you could see in the video, in the show, that Johnny Cochran, he was involved in domestic violence too, right? You could tell him, you know, he could tell he's paying off one of his ex-wives to shut up.
Yeah, fool. Because wasn't they show pictures of her too, that she got, homeboy beat her ass.
In 67 and 69, he beat up his wife. And I remember Alonzo Bowden had another great joke. He goes, you see Johnny Cochran? He goes, yeah, listen, man, yeah, I wasn't involved in domestic violence, but I didn't kill her. Like, what's, I didn't kill her.
Fuck, dude. To me, fool, I'm trying to just say protect white girls or nothing, fool, but I think white girls, if they're hot and they're cool, they should be treated like Samuel Jackson treats them in Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown, that's my little surfer girl.
Yeah, dude, you killed my little surfer. And, you know, he pissed Robert De Niro off, so he had to kill her, right? But you can't kill him, dog. The fuck is your problem, dog?
You can just smack her, man.
I know she talk a lot of shit. Tell me she ain't hot, sitting there hitting the bong and wanting a pipe and good conversation.
No, but a little pinky toe.
Oh, my God, fool. She's fucking good, dog.
Fuck, dude. Trying to get fools caught up, huh?
Exactly. And she did, though, fool.
But as soon as he left, remember he said, wanna fuck?
Oh, my God, fool. That's so
old. That fool's all tired.
Fool, that fool looks like he's going to die. Fucking goddamn, that bitch made me horny in that movie, dog.
Then it was funny when Bridget Fonda, they're both sitting down, that fool hit a bull, that hit the spot.
He's all, you killed my little surfer girl, dude. You can't, fool. Fuck.
Killed her, bro.
Dude.
She was not bothering nobody. All she did was not answer the phone.
Yeah, dude. It's for you. Just answer it. I know it's for you. Could you please answer it? It's for you. So that's what I'm saying, dog. But yeah, OJ fucked that lady up, though, fool, before that, right, dude?
Yeah, he beat her up.
They showed some fucked up pictures of her, dude. Damn, fool. Like, what's up with that shit, dude? Like, I mean, you never been a wife beater, obviously, or a girl beater. Like, with chicks, fool, when it gets out of line, fool, and you really feel like smacking them, because, you know, it can get there. I mean, what the fuck? Dude, just be quiet, right? Isn't silence golden, fool?
I guess.
I'm not asking, like, what would you do? But, I mean, because there's some fools that snap, fool. You know what I mean?
I think you shouldn't let it get to that level. You could just say your piece and then walk away. But sometimes bitch be following your ass. Poking you.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I just fucking go quiet. Fuck that.
Silent. But that fool used to fuck her up.
Nasty fool.
And I funny. I finished that book on Audible with OJ, the one that OJ wrote.
Mm-hmm.
It's called If I Did It.
This is how I would do it?
This is how I would do it. And it's OJ's words talking. Okay? So I got this other one called Dominic Dunn, Another City, Another Time. I guess Dominic Dunn.
Fuck, you're going deep on
he
this.
He sat in the OJ trial the whole time, okay? Next to the Browns, next to Ronald Goldman's
the family.
Family. He sat next to them the whole time. And, dude, I'm checking out this book. Dude, everybody was into the OJ trial. Everybody.
Big dog.
From Kirk Douglas all the way down to us, fool. People, they were having OJ trial parties at these rich motherfuckers' houses in Beverly Hills.
You're lying, fool.
Fool. Elizabeth Taylor had a party and just invited Dominic Dunn and Marsha Clark. Oh, but we can't, you can't ask her about the trial. But everybody was just talking about the OJ trial, and they were giving them inside stuff. And then someone pulled Dominic to the side and go, you know, that she was trying to piss OJ off. Because one of the person told them that one time she left the living room door open and the curtain open with the lights on, and she got down on her knees and she gave somebody a blowjob. And she did it like that because she knew that OJ was following her and she wanted him to watch.
God damn. So just didn't close the curtains right there. Yeah. Blew them right there in the living room. Probably winked at that fool.
He goes, damn, man. You look at him with a knife. Oh, and another person told Dominic Dunn, this is all stuff that's not in the trial.
That's just tripping me out right now. It wasn't allowed to be out. It's like the Super Bowl, fool.
This fucking, somebody told Dominic Dunn that OJ, before the murders, got knife training from a guy. Because he was supposed to be in some movie for TV series about some commando guy. So he got knife training by this guy. And he goes, man, so how do you do? He goes, you know, this guy taught OJ how to slit throats, bro, and how to do it fast and precise.
Because, you know, that picture.
And that wasn't allowed in the trial.
Because what they showed her, supposedly her fucking head was only attached to her fucking body from just the skin, dog. That fool did all the, cut the fucking shit through the fucking, dude.
And then Ron, Ron, he got stabbed like 6 times in the face also. I don't know, bro. That first one don't kill you, it's going to hurt. The rest of them is going to hurt a lot.
Oh, my God,
fool. So he punctured that motherfucker.
He's going to bleed out, fool. They said that scene, I've never seen pictures of it. This is what I've heard, dude. That shit was bloody as fuck, dude. Cause
it was
never,
bloody, bro.
You seen any pictures of that shit?
It was bloody.
And that's just what people talking, dude, on fucking radio or whatever, just since the fucking new series came out.
Said OJ had blood in his shoes when he got home.
Damn, fool. And didn't go into evidence, that?
No. And there was a footprint of him. Another thing was, somebody told Dominic Dunn to it. This is the fuck. Because people were giving him information, but they didn't want to go on the record with it.
Yeah, and just...
Because a lot of these rich motherfuckers were afraid to go on the record about the stuff they knew because, what if he gets out? I still got to see him.
So they just didn't want there to be weird bad blood?
Weird bad blood.
Funk between them?
Because the whole Hollywood scene was split in half. Those who thought he did it and those who thought he didn't do it.
Isn't there this bullshit? Because weren't they friends, fool? Like the Kardashians back when he had his family married to fucking the lady and all that. And then there was like bullshit. Homegirl was cheating with OJ too. And it was, they were all families, right? That like as soon as he fucking was going to go on his legal team, nobody talked to him because of that. And then only certain people talked to him. And it's kind of weird. Fucking looked like everybody was fucking everybody too, dude, on the DL, fool. But
everybody, fool.
Crazy, dog.
Everybody was inviting him. Oh, they were telling him, Nick. Well, this is another party over here we're going to have for, this is another party. We're going to have a viewing party for, this rich guy had a viewing party for that Brad Pitt movie,
River Runs Through It?
The River Runs Through It.
And, so they were just having a viewing party for that movie?
A viewing party for that movie, but all they want to do is talk about the OJ trial. So they invited Nick, Dominic Dunn and Marsha Clark, and she didn't talk about the OJ trial. And another person that invited him over flew him out on a Concorde.
Damn.
Princess Diana.
You're lying,
fool. I'm not fucking lying.
Because she wanted the fucking insights to what's going
Everybody wanted insights, bro.
It's because, Dick, you got to remember, these motherfuckers became household names after that shit. Judge Ito.
That was the beginning of reality shows.
You're fucking, dude, because the fucking...
The beginning of people getting obsessed with these non-famous people now.
What was first, the riots and then this shit?
The riots was first, 92. And that's 2 years later, 94.
And that's because they let the cameras in the courtroom. You're tripping me out with the viewing party. Like, I mean, I can imagine people at the house, a housewife or a fool gets home from work, but these motherfuckers making like fucking, you know, snacks, food. I'm sure they were catered. And having a fucking discussion after and just inviting, you know, people like Marsha Clark and that fool Dominic Dunn. When this trial was going on still?
Yeah.
Shit you really can't do, huh?
When Dominic Dunn showed up to the one party, there's a butler that's been his butler forever. Black butler, right? Black butler. And then he goes, he walked up to Dominic Dunn because he knows Dominic Dunn. They go way back. And he goes, yeah, they're always trying to. He goes, they asked him, right, because he's black. He goes, ever since that OJ trial, you know, they don't want to talk to me around OJ no more, around me, you know. So that was changing too. Because people, a lot of people, they were afraid that black people thought he didn't do it. And they asked that butler. He asked them, you think he did it? No, he didn't do it.
He had his back.
He didn't do it. And I was not even know. And then what's his name? Dominic Dunn said, well, I think he did it. And he goes, so they try to get him to ask him. Somebody in that party, the guy who owns the house, knows that butler forever. Mm-hmm. He asked him, what do you think? I don't really want to go there.
So in between like him and shit, it'll be cool. Like, but with his, I don't know, his master.
So they don't want to say, I think he did it. And get fired.
Oh, hell later. Yeah, dog. Fucking by his fucking boss. But and the cool thing, the crazy thing is too, is like supposedly OJ didn't really have black friends, right?
Was none.
That guy AC Cowling?
That's
that was it. Because he was like always wanted to, you know, not I don't think he accepted.
The only black friend he had was that beanie, bro, and those black gloves.
Because he always
Dark Knight when he did it.
He didn't keep it gangster, right? He wanted to just be, you know, affluent and not be involved with any of the, you know, not the, you know, the ghetto shit, but just, you know, keep it 100 with the fucking posh people.
Yeah. Crazy. So, fool, because. That guy Dominic Dunn has always interviewed people. Like he's the one who wrote, and he sat down during the Menendez trial also.
Oh, really? Okay. So he has experience with that shit.
Yeah, and his daughter was killed. His daughter was killed by a murderer. Her boyfriend strangled his daughter to death, and he sat through the whole trial.
Are you serious? So that's how he started
his
that
son,
shit?
Then his that dude got out and did only 2 years.
Would they get him on manslaughter, fool?
Yeah, manslaughter, but he got out in 2 years. But he strangled her to death. Same trial with OJ. Like, he beat her up first, got out, beat her up.
It led to and shit. It led to it this. Built.
Yeah.
Oh, so Homeboy has experience from that.
He has experience. And he wrote movies, too.
Really?
He's a movie writer.
I didn't know that shit, fool. I thought that's what got him famous,
dog. He said that the OJ trial got him famous, but he was already famous as a producer. And he wrote a lot of movies. I can't look him up right now.
So he's credible. He has fucking background in that shit for real.
Yeah, but he wrote for Variety, Vanity Fair for the Menendez trial and all that shit. Fool. But his dream was to always interview Prince Diana. So when he got that phone call, he was all excited.
Uh-huh.
And he told Judge Ito, I might have to be away for a while, you know, if that's okay. Because Judge Ito gave him a seat in front of the court. To watch the whole trial. All the reporters were jealous, NBC reporters, the real reporters were jealous. Why you gave it to him? But Judge Ito gave it to him because he knew that his daughter had died by a murderer.
Right.
Like OJ. So he sat him next to Ron Goldman because he knew that Dominique wouldn't pry under privacy. And hey, what you think about
that? He understands how these fools are feeling during that fucked up time, dude.
Yeah. So as soon as he gets there, the fool flies to London and meets Princess Diana. The whole conversation was the OJ trial with her. She was obsessed with it.
Really, dude? That chick, dog? But she's over there fucking saving starving babies, dog.
Yeah, man. That's how powerful she is or was. Think about it, dog.
Bitch had weight,
dog. You can invite anybody. These people, all they wanted to talk to is somebody involved in it, inside.
Dick, because that's going to be the real scoop, dog. You ain't going to get that shit from the newspaper, fool.
So Princess Diana tells Dominic Dunn in the book, he tells him, can I tell you something, Dominic? Tell me. She goes, I think he's going to, OJ's going to get acquitted. And then she said, I was afraid you're going to say that. Really? She knew, bro, he wouldn't get acquitted.
And how's that, fool?
She just knew. Probably because she's so high up there in hierarchy as a monarch, and she knows probably how kings and people that, that get away with shit. At the top, and she knew OJ's at the top.
Dude, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't pay attention too much of it. I thought that fool was going to get hung, dog. I was kind of surprised he got off. And again, because they showed the little faraway pictures of the bloody scene. Again, I didn't fucking look at it all detail, but I just thought he was done, fool.
Another thing, man, they showed in the OJ, the People versus OJ, true story, it happened. This is without OJ knowing. Because they wanted to paint OJ as this black superstar, right? Even though he was never really, he was a black superstar.
But he was embedded in the black community.
Yeah, he was doing fundraiser for Cedar Sinai, but never for no
in the hood.
No hood, right?
Compton, Inglewood, nothing.
Fool. Johnny Cochran went to his house with a bunch of other lawyers and staff members from the trial, and they took down every photo of OJ with a white person out of his house.
Because I know that they brought the jurors to his house, right?
They wanted to paint a picture of what kind of person OJ is. And then they knew they have black jurors, bro. The black jurors don't want to see him with white people.
Fuck no, they'll eat that
so
shit
up. So they put a Bible in front of the house. They took down all the white photos. They put pictures of OJ with Richard Pryor, with Mandela. And his house,
really,
in his bedroom, there was a naked photo of his ex-girlfriend, Paula Barbary. They replaced it with a picture with mom in a wheelchair. And they put and there was another photo, bro. One of those
legal tactics. Dog.
What are those photos called? The real old fashioned photos called?
The ones that are just painted with brush, like it showed the black chick with her tits, maybe in an afro.
Not those kind. The one from the '50s.
The velvet.
The 1950 one. They show a little white boy.
The Rockwell photos.
Yeah, Rockwell photos.
Norman Rockwell.
A Norman Rockwell photo of a black kid, a little black kid next to a white kid, and he's on the outside looking in. They had that photo at his house, bro. And that photo belonged to Johnny Cochran. So they put a lot of his photos there.
They dressed it up for the fucking jury. Well, see, dude.
And there were no photos of his wife. So it just painted a good picture of, here's this young black athlete.
The system's trying to get thrown in jail.
It's a twilight of his fame. And now the white man's trying to put him down.
Dude, I see genius, dog, in that, dog. Seriously, fool.
Well, this is why Johnny Cochran got away with this. When Lance Ito, he's married to a cop, one of the most decorated female cops in probably LAPD history.
Okay.
When they gave her the paperwork of people that she knew, you know, like if because they could just check her background, you know, she's a cop, so they had a list of all the people that are involved in the case. And it was OJ, such and such officer, Nicole, whatever, Mark Furman. When they got to that motherfucker, Mark Furman, on the OJ trial, on the People versus the OJ television show, there was a pause. She didn't say a pause. Then she just said no. But she knew that motherfucker. She knew him, and she knew that he was a bad cop because they had beef with each other, but she didn't want to fuck up her husband Lance Ito's biggest moment to be the judge of the biggest trial of since Charlie Manson.
Hell yeah.
So she said, forget about it. But Dominic Dunn in this book said Johnny Cochran knew that she fucking knew Mark Furman. And he knew that Lance Ito knew that fucking Johnny Cochran knew. And that's why Johnny Cochran took over the courtroom.
Because of that right there?
Yeah.
So that I'll listen, motherfuckers. I know, okay. And this is one thing a lot of people don't know about Johnny Cochran, fool.
He's a bad motherfucker, dog.
Yeah, Johnny Cochran started out as a prosecutor for L.A. County. You know who he prosecuted, fool?
Who?
He prosecuted when Sherman Block was a fucking deputy. Sherman Block arrested Lenny Bruce at the Troubadour. Johnny Cochran, a young prosecutor, prosecuted Lenny Bruce in L.A. for indecency, fool.
And he lost?
Nah, he prosecuted him successfully, fool.
Damn.
And then, you know, he became the fucking Johnny Cochran we know today, dog. A bad motherfucker, dog. Rest in peace, dog.
Damn, put Lenny Bruce.
Hell yeah, that fool fucking prosecuted Lenny Bruce, dog. Isn't that crazy, fool?
Crazy.
And that's how I'm not going to say the best defense attorneys or prosecutors first, but I think that helps, fool. And like, well, I don't even know if what he did, like, to paint a fucking, like, to paint the house for the jurors to be all like pro-black, if you can go in there and do that shit now. I don't know what the fucking legal status is with that, but that's fucking genius, dog.
But when he did that, genius, Marsha Clark showed up because she knew they changed everything.
And what happened?
She couldn't do nothing.
After the fact.
After the
fact. Dumbass. It's like, what paintings? You're the one. No, you can't prove it. Fuck, what are you going to go to court to stop that shit when this fucking, the fucking trial of the century is fucking going?
Genius, huh?
Mad genius, fool. And what?
You think if you would have been the accused murderer, they would have all that trouble to protect you?
Fuck. First of all, you have to have that fucking bankroll to fucking supply that legal team. But hell yeah, fool. Fuck yeah, dog. Because, dude, dick. The whole thing is being proven to murder beyond a reasonable doubt, fool. You know what I mean? Because in the word of justice, fool. So I used to think that the fucking prosecutor prosecutes you, you shut the fuck up and you take it, dog. But no, you got constitutional rights to defend yourself, too. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, dog. Can't be saying, you can't be yapping, dog. They arrest you, just be quiet, fool.
Stay quiet.
Stay quiet, dog. And then that's why. And then the other thing, when people don't have money, fool, they go with a public defender, fool. But that public defender has 50 cases, fool. How's he going to concentrate on your ass, fool? Unless he sees something in there, I can fucking help you out. You ain't going to be a repeat offender. But even then, dog, how's that fool going to help you, fool? He's just going to tell your ass to plead out and just get a year or 6 months or get probation, dog. Fuck all that. You should fight to the end, fool.
Like when I'm watching Law and Order, there was a guy that was a black fool that was being accused of rape. And they were reading his name to the court. And then that guy... The guy that's being accused for Rego. Man, that's not my name, man. Oh, you're not Tim Jones? Okay, who are you? Are you Leroy Jones? You're like a bunch of followers. You even know, dog.
Yeah, fool.
Imagine that's your lawyer. You're fucked.
Oh, dude. And then imagine you're going up in front of the judge and their jurors and you're sitting there in a carrot suit, fool. Dick, why do you think they put suits on fools and all that shit? It's all a battle of the resources.
What Johnny Cochran said, man. We can't have him dressing like this, man. He looks like a murderer. So every day they will have OG dressed up in suits. So he won't look too like a convict.
Hell yeah. You have him looking like a new sportscaster.
Like in Russia, bro. They put you in a cage.
Fuck, dude. That's a whole other animal, dog. You know what I mean?
It's like when you try somebody, they should be tried in a suit, you think? Or they should be tried in the orange jumpsuit?
Well, it's what you can afford in this country, dog. You can't afford a suit? Fuck. You're right there in the carrot suit, fool. You know what I mean?
And nah, man, I would like to get me a John Gotti suit. Like, John Gotti was looking good, huh?
Fool, the Teflon Don, nothing stuck till the end, till fucking what happened? His homie ratted on his ass, fool.
That only happens, huh?
And then that fool ended up, fucking Sammy the Bull ended up having a fucking ecstasy ring, a methamphetamine ring, while under the witness protection program. Now, that's gangster, but in the end, you did the most ungangster shit and snitched on your boy, dog.
Oh, dude, another witness to the trial was named Ron X, right? And this guy, the one I read about him in some other book the movie was called High Concept, the Don Simpson story. Don Simpson and Bruckheimer.
Yeah, the fucking big old producer.
So the drug dealer they used to deliver to Don Simpson, he also would deliver to all the Hollywood crowd. On that book, he said that he delivered methamphetamines to Cato Kalin and OJ at a Burger King parking lot the night of the murders, right? So on the Dominic Dunn book, he mentions it to Marsha Clark. There's a witness that claims that he already beat out two wiretaps, no, two lying detecting tests, and say that he sold meth to Cato Kalin and OJ, you know, the night of the murders, while they were eating at Burger King. And then she said, no, this is not a drug trial. Why would you not use that, you know, like to prove that, you know, this guy was on drugs, he could have done it, or why not take OJ and make him do a drug test?
Because then he'll get the defense that he was high for when he did it and shit, and then, you know what I mean?
Oh, they're one of the perfect case.
Oh, of course, fool. They ain't gonna fucking, dude. And it's a fight on both sides, fool. You know what I mean? What's inadmissible and what's admissible, and then fucking they gotta ask the judge, and he has the final say. And it goes back to what Cochran knew, dog.
Damn.
Isn't that, it's fucking deep, fool.
deep.
And you, I think when I met you, you were already you were talking about the OJ trial, like little things or whatever. There was another book in the past about that shit. You always been fascinated with that shit or what?
Hell yeah, man.
I just tripped out on how big it got, fool.
Got big, huh?
Enormous. Dude, just to hear the fucking that Princess Diana wanted to know the fucking insights, dude. It's
insights, bro.
That trips me out, fool. Like, she's over there fucking, you know, getting clean water for the fucking hungry and sick, fool. But let me see what's up with OJ.
And she started the conversation, like, in the book, she goes, wow, I hear that everybody in America is so obsessed about the OJ trial. That's all they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, that's what you're invited this guy for.
Hell yeah, you're fascinated too, bitch.
But imagine that, dude. How I knew the trial was that big, but I don't know it was that big even in the high society.
Well, dude, you're tripping me out with the viewing parties, dog.
Viewing parties.
Fuck. What do those fools do now, dog?
They would have OJ parties, bro. Like during there was parties, dude. That who had a party? I don't know if it was Kirk Douglas or Michael Douglas. Mm-hmm. It's all the Hollywood people that were rich and famous, and they were famous like in the 70s, 60s, but doing shit in the 90s, but they still have mad money, so they have these parties. So they were honoring somebody. Well, guess who was at that party? Gil Garcetti, Christopher Darden.
You're lying.
Yeah.
And that's Gil Garcetti back when he was what, the DA or
DA.
The head one?
Yeah, he didn't want to jump into the trial because he was going to run for mayor. At that time.
Ah, there you go, fool. Everything has a reason, dog. Political motive thing.
I know, like, what? Well, I don't understand. Well, how come he didn't take the case?
Press. Well, dude, this is the thing, right? And this happened in fucking Orange County, dog. If the head DA takes a case and loses, the head DA, the DA, the district attorney loses, the fuck, dog? You're supposed to be prosecuting, you fucking loser. Did you hear that Kelly Thomas case where the police in Fullerton beat up the fucking kid?
Homeless guy, right?
The homeless dude. That, by the way, was homeless because he didn't live with his dad's house, and then his dad ended up trying to sue the city. It's like, and become mayor too. But it's like, fool, why don't you have him live in the fucking shed at least? But anyways, the fucking DA took that case, fool, and lost.
Damn.
So that looks bad. And supposedly, the Orange County District Attorney's Office is going through some bullshit right now too. But it just looks too bad, fool.
Damn.
The head dude's gonna, you know what I mean? Come on, the headliner went up there and fucking, you know what I mean, fucked up. It's like, you can't do that, dog. You know what I mean? So that's why I think. But I mean, I don't fucking have too much background info. But you know what I mean? It'll look bad.
Man, I guess it's hard to get away with murder if you don't have a dream team, huh?
Well, dude, you do. That's why that shit exists, fool. You know what I mean? And then you're going up against a government. It's a people versus, you know what I mean? Even though it's not the people, but it's the state of California, the people versus your ass, dude. Oh, yeah, fool. In the name of justice, man.
But that fool, of course, OJ got out, and then he left the other one.
That one, he had to go get his merchandise back in Vegas, which brings up a point, though. Didn't they fucking just demolish the OJ house and they found some knives underneath the house just recently? And he's supposed to be going up for parole in the next month for the shit he did in Vegas. So it's crazy time for that fool right now, huh?
But they can't charge you for murder twice, right?
Fuck no. Not after you've been,
acquitted.
Yeah. Now, if there's a mistrial or a hung trial, that's a different story.
Prince Diana called him.
That trips me out, fool, that she said that too, dog. I thought he was going to get hung, dog. I thought he was done, fool. Because it's like, dick, why are you running in the fucking, the whole thing with the taking off in the Bronco? He has a gun to his head. I was like, what the fuck?
And he had
fuck?
Like $8,000 in cash.
I'm like, what? This is weird, dude. And then the night of, right? Didn't he take off on a plane to Chicago to, I guess, go film a fucking Hertz commercial or some shit? And I think that thing came up when he had blood on his shoe or the step. And again, this is foggy because I haven't even fucking thought about that shit since it happened, but.
Oh, another person stopped Dominic Dunn with he told him that he works at a photo shop where they process photos.
Mm-hmm.
He said the defense sent some of these investigators that were working for the defense team. They wanted these rush photos to be done, and they were all photos of the murder scene, right? And then this person kept one of them.
Shut the fuck up.
And then she said, And he was staying at the Chateau Marmont.
Hollywood, right there?
Yeah. So he was meeting Liz Taylor at 3 o'clock because that bitch wanted to know about the trial too.
Damn.
Fool. So he had to meet this guy at 2. So this person shows up and he had photos of everything. And then he goes, check out that photo right there. What's the time around Gomez watched? And it was 10 o'clock. So then he got murdered before the time that OJ said. But that photo's covered somewhere.
That's fucking nuts, fool.
A lot of shit, huh?
A grip. It's because, Dick, it was supposedly when you go to trial, the truth's supposed to come out. Obviously, some of the fucking truth stayed fucking dormant, but the thing is about going, like, a lot of shit's going to come up, fool. And that, you see how the DA works? Like, when you bring, for the defense, and you bring fucking witnesses to help out your fucking client that's on trial, it, right away, the DA is going to, they're going to go in your background, they're going to find out, hey, how you doing, Mrs. So-and-so? I'm doing all right. In 1996, she got arrested for shoplifting, right? What happened? Right away, they're trying to discredit you, dog. Well, it wasn't, it was shoplifting. And then in 1997, you got busted for larceny. And then in, and then there's discredit you. So now you're speaking to the fucking, to the jury, and you're a fucking thief. You're a fucking this and that. Now you're fucking, you're incredible, dude. And then you're fucking, your fucking defense fails. But you got to do the opposite if you're fucking the defense of those fools and discredit their fucking, informants. Jailhouse informants, fool. All that shit, fool.
Yeah, man. That guy, Dominic Dunn, he had, a mole in the defense team telling him stuff.
Shut up, fool.
He had a mole inside the county jail that was staying by OJ, telling him stuff that OJ's saying or whatever OJ does.
Really, dude?
A lot of moles everywhere, bro.
There's moles everywhere, dog.
People watching.
Hell yeah.
For the right money?
Well, everything's bought and paid for in this
moment. Guy in the defense team telling him stuff, bro. Like side shit. Oh, man, the motherfucker just said this.
And because a lot of those fools, too, like they leave and they'll go have drinks together and eat dinner. And it's like, Dick, what are you going to do? It's not work, but it is.
Because OJ's cell was right next to Lyle Menendez. And then it's supposed to Lyle Menendez. Yeah, I think he did it. Who the fuck are you? You're Lyle Menendez. You killed your dad.
Get the fuck out of here.
The dude shot their parents 6 times with a shotgun. They must have reloaded, huh?
Dude.
Reload it. And then when they go get fucked up and partying. Idiots.
Fool, those fools had it made. What the fuck? Can your dad say, if you're going to make you play tennis, I wish my dad made me play tennis, dude.
Shit.
The fuck? Dude, if anybody...
Fools straight up killed their parents, huh?
What the fuck, dude?
They tried to say they were being molested.
Fool, that shit didn't work. And who was their defense attorney, fool? Didn't they have
a famous chick, a woman.
Fuck, dude. Those fucking idiots, dog. Cubans too, huh?
Yeah.
I'm saying Cubans.
My dad molested us.
Nah, fool, that fucking Cuban fool was working his ass off making those millions. Ain't time to molest no fools.
He was probably working his ass off and saw these half white kids fucking all lazy. That was pissing his ass off. His anger against white people would come out at them, bro. We just beat the shit out of them.
The mom was white? I didn't know.
I don't know.
I thought she was Cuban, but anyways.
I don't know.
Cookie? Who cares?
But Cookie Menendez?
Yeah. Carlota, fool. Dick, shut up,
fool. I remember those fuck. They were. Like, I think Big Dog had a job. These fools act like nobody got whipped, bro. Those fools reloaded and shot their parents again.
Dude, huh? They fucked them up with shotguns, right? That shit's another bloody
scene. In
their
bed.
Oh, fuck, dude.
And then they expect to get money for it?
Fool, if I'm living in a mansion, dude, you can tickle my balls. I don't give a fuck. Fuck, just don't fuck me in the ass, dog. Fuck. Dude. Those fools had it too good. How could you get that pissed, fool?
I know, man. Like, how could you kill your dad, dude? He got your nice hairpiece.
Fuck, dude. I'm pissed that they did it, fool. That's pissed me off, dude.
I remember Paulo G had a joke about that's what Lyle Menendez, and they killed their dad.
What'd he say, fool?
He goes, oh, man. Yeah, man. It's that Menendez trial scared my father, man. He stopped playing Lotto.
That's funny, dog. Paul Rodriguez is funny, dog. Love that.
Yeah, man. I want to go do a Dom Irreroth podcast.
How was that, Felipe Esparza?
It was. It'll be on March 11th. If anybody want to listen to it, it's some Dom Irreroth's lap. I went over there, fool, and they were filming, dog. And I don't know. I asked somebody, "What are they filming?" Something for TV Land. That's how I heard.
There's always something cracking at the Laugh Factory in the daytime, huh?
So then when I walked down, I saw Maranzio Vans.
Yeah, the one that's on the George Lopez show?
Yeah, they were filming the George Lopez show.
Oh, right there?
So then I see George Lopez come out of nowhere, bro. What's up, fool? What's up, fool?
Oh, you seen that, fool? Hell yeah.
And then I saw his assistant, the guy that's in his show, that Cholo.
Uh-huh.
I recognized him. I told him, what's up, fool? Then Dom Herrera asked George Lopez to be on his podcast.
What'd he say, fool?
I turned around, they were both gone, bro. He disappeared. Fool, Lisa said that there was a party somewhere, right? There was a party somewhere, like a party, a bunch of comics, mm-hmm. a bunch of actors, and there was a note on the way into the party. Please do not ask anybody here to be on your podcast.
I wanted to say something, but I'm going to keep it to myself.
Go ahead.
Who's it? Dean Del Rey, dog, or what? Hey, brother, let's talk.
It was a Del Razors.
Shut up,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, dog.
Because that's the whole thing, too. Like, a lot of fools having podcasts. Because this is the thing, dude. Right?
You go to the comedy store. How many people are you and I go to a comedy store?
Yeah.
How many people are going to hit us up?
Oh, dude. It's like, hey, man, fucking so how do I get on the podcast? I really fucking got to say, I don't know. We have a producer. Maybe you want
to. We don't have any have one right now. How about that?
But I think fools think that this is the next way to blow up is through a podcast, fool. But I think a lot of fools, too, that are if they're your friends, it's cool, whatever. But I think, you know, that you want to have those forced guests that are comedians. But have you noticed that a lot of comedians have been coming on a lot of podcasts? It's like, dick, this fool doesn't even have a story to tell no more, dog.
I know, man.
But I think it's a new avenue to blow up for podcasts, fool. You know what I mean? Or if you have that one podcast guest, it's going to take you to the next level.
Man, but if your story is not as funny and interesting as Scruncho's, man, I don't think you should be in podcasts.
Hell yeah, dog.
Fucking Snorefest.
There's some podcasts. It's a pillow cast, you know? I turn it on. I go to sleep, you know? It's a little weird, you know?
Yeah, man.
So really, fool? Please do not ask anybody to be on. That's funny, dog.
Please do not ask anyone here to be on a podcast.
Nobody took a picture of it and posted it on Instagram?
No.
Which reminds me, follow me on Instagram.
I would have left my card there. Anybody want to be asked? I'll be outside.
Oh, my God.
Everybody must hit up Joe Rogan every day, probably.
Fool, huh? I think those fools get fucking flooded, dog. You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
Because sometimes I watch the stuff that he puts up, and then like on the bottom, man, you know, would be a good guess.
And two, I think comics, too, like, think once they get on a certain podcast, it's over. They're going to blow up.
Nah, man. I know some comics that have been on Mark Maron's podcast, Joe Rogan's podcast, The Crab Feast, Mad Flip, Church of What's Happening.
Church.
And they're still opening, bro. I think after a while, man, people start watching you, listening to too many podcasts, and then you're seeing the same bullshit story.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a good story, remember the first time you said it, but now you say it over and over. You're adding more stuff to it.
Yeah, you Steve Renazzisi in the fucking conversation, you know?
Yeah, man.
I was there. So was I. I was at that fool wasn't at the OJ trial?
No, bro.
Come on now.
I don't know, but he had bloody Crocs.
Yeah, man.
So but you think OJ did it, bro?
Fool, OJ filleted those motherfuckers. And this is the only reason why I think I did. You know, I wasn't paying attention to that shit. I was in high school. This fucking teacher, Mr. Andrade, dude, math teacher, fucking motherfucker gave me an A because I made him a podium. Motherfucker forgot about the second semester, gave me a C, bag of shit. But anyways, this motherfucker's kid used to play with soccer with OJ's kid. And he said like this, you guys don't think OJ did it? You see how big I am? He's bigger than me. He grabbed those people and cut them up. And I was like, it's kind of true, dude. Fucking that fool's huge. But did he do it? Yeah, dude. Did he get away with it? Fuck it, dog. I mean, what you gonna do?
Another thing in the book, OJ's son, he was a sous chef. He was great with a knife.
Fool. We were the first time we met Del Pizzo in Florida, he was telling us that shit. Do you remember, fool?
Yeah.
And what I love about Del Pizzo, the first thing he said, by the way, I might look white, but I'm not fucking white. I'm Italian. They used to fucking kill our people just because we spoke different languages. But he told us about that shit.
Also, that fool in Michigan and Saginaw, Richard, the guy that smoked us out.
Yeah.
Remember he said they found the murder knife at a yard sale a while back.
Exactly, fool. Two of those fools, dog.
So it's the second time I hear a knife story.
Yeah, fooling the son. Because the son from the previous marriage with the black wife, right?
They said that he was a sous chef. He was great with a knife.
Could he have had help from the son? Very possible, dog.
But this was the last thing before we go. This was set off OJ, bro.
Go for it, dog.
The night of the murders. Well, I know from both sides. I heard OJ's side from OJ's book, right?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't bother him. But what I heard from other people, it bothered him. Imagine you're OJ. You're bigger than life. But you're not, okay? You're at your kid's recital at school, Paul Revere Junior High School, right? Your ex-wife didn't save a seat for you in the front. But you're OJ. Now this fool is walking around, oh, where do I sit? There was nowhere to sit for him, bro. Like the family didn't save him a seat, and he came in late. So he had to walk to the front. And then walk, and then people are just pointing, that's OJ, OJ. After the recital, they said They went to go eat dinner with the kids, and they invite OJ. But they didn't invite OJ to go. But OJ, in his book, he says, well, I really didn't want to go, you know, because I was supposed to meet my girlfriend at the end of the show. But, you know, I'm okay. I didn't want to go. Motherfucker, you wanted to go. You're OJ. So he didn't go. So that's pissing him off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he thought he was supposed to get back with her. But he was still seeing his ex-girlfriend, Paula Barbary, at the same time that he was trying to get back with Nicole. So he's double-dipping on both of them. And then they both find out. And they both dump him. And his ex, supposedly his girlfriend, Paula, she broke up with him the night before. And Nicole broke up with him the night before. They were done with him because he was playing around with both of them.
Known as a two-timer.
So, dude, and OJ says this in his book, but not in a Dominic Dunn. OJ says it in his book, and I'm telling you, this is not piss you off.
All right.
Remember the dog that showed up, and the dog that saw OJ, her dog? Well, her dog got excited to see Ron Goldman. The little dog was waving. So the dog knew Ron, dog.
Not only are you fucking my lady, dog. Not
the
only
dog wags his tail.
Oh, my God.
But in his book, see, they try to say that I was upset with that. But see, let me tell you, man. My dog, it's a friendly dog. He wagged it to everybody.
Deep down inside, that motherfucker was like, that's my dog, dog.
I think the dog wagging his tail was the last straw, bro.
All happy and shit to see that.
All happy. Book. Oh, my two owners are here.
Yeah, he doesn't hit her.
Oh, it's Ron. It's good old Ron Goldman.
He always brings a biscuit for me. Fuck, dog. Hey, Dick. What is that? Dogs are man best friend, boo?
OJ said that when he was walking around, when he showed up to the house, he was going to give her a piece of his mind, by the way. And there was candles, bro, all over the house. On a tub, on a hot tub by the window. She has set it up, bro. Just in case. I'm thinking that she must have set it up just in case OJ shows up. He could see those candles lit up. And she was going to give it up to Ron that night.
God damn, fool.
So all that shit's piling up in your head. Plus, you didn't get a seat at the recital. Now, I know this motherfucker did it, dog. That's a lot of anger. Plus, you're going to go to your ex-wife's condo. First of all, bro... And what kind of divorce does the wife don't get shit?
Fool, where you have good-ass fucking, again, good lawyers before that fucking, what do they do, the prenups? And yeah. You just, dude.
She was living in a condo that she paid for.
Dude, let me tell you.
Yeah, it all planned out, dude.
Oh, yeah. He wanted a fucking dude. All right, dude. He didn't get her. She wasn't able to get his money, fool. But she got that motherfucker's conscience, dog.
Conscience, dog.
And you know what I'm telling you, dude? That's worth so much worth more than all the millions he had. Because the end, it made her kill that chick, dog.
Fool.
When
they were not together no more, Nicole Brown told OJ that she has sex with Marcus Allen. You're protege, OJ. You're protege.
How are you going to have sex with the man that pissed off fucking Al Davis, dog? God, dude, that fool be messing up a lot of beds, huh?
So, yeah, man. Nicole tells OJ, man, you know Marcus ain't your friend, right? He ain't your friend. He said he's your friend. He ain't your friend. And what do you mean, girl? Well, I started talking to him about relationships, about that you and I are having problems. One thing led to another. Don't say no more. This fool more mad at her than he was at Marcus Allen.
Because it's his little surfer girl, dog.
His little surfer girl, bro.
You can't fuck with it, dog.
You can't fuck with little blondies.
Fuck no, fool.
I remember I had talked to Tony Sanchez a long time ago.
So that fucking...
That fool spoke to say, yeah, man, he gave her a pearl necklace.
Some people are funnier off stage, dog.
What's up, fool? Hitting everybody with the OJ truth.
Hell yeah, man. The truth behind the scenes and shit. Brought to you by Live. Fucking What's Up,
Fool? What's up, fool? Anthony, where you going to be at?
Fucking, I'll be doing spots. Well, we're going to be going to Denver Friday. So
we're
going
to be at Denver, man, for one night only. We're doing a corporate gig for some Latino funds. They help Latinos, students get scholarships and stuff. We're going to in and out, man. They're recording us. What to do 45 minutes. They got to be telling me we're going to run tight. So rad, man. I'm out of there.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's a black tie affair.
Oh, yeah. Bring a bow tie. And then fucking, that's it. Just fucking show up to the show. I'm doing it at the Ontario Improv, if you guys can. St. Patty's Day, March 17th. Be awesome.
What's up, fool?
Hell yeah.
Podcast. Please also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher. Write a review. Write something. SoundCloud. Please let us know you're listening, and we'll give you a shout out.
Hell yeah.
Also, listen to the other podcasts on All Things Comedy. All of them. There's a lot of different ones. And also, check out my podcast with my wife, Enchilada Casserole. That's it. New episode this Sunday. What's up, fool?
Yeah, man.